Good evening, everyone. It is Monday, May 23rd, 2011, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and this is episode 34 of Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy. You know, Jeff, it's kind of funny because the song that was just playing was a remix of Human by The Killers, and that was the same thing that was playing on the last episode.
Yes, because you asked the question, are we human or are we dancer? Remember that.
Right, and I indicated that you were a dancer.
Right.
While I, Jeremy, was a human.
Right. I believe I disagreed then, I disagree now.
Yeah. But that was completely random that song came up twice.
Maybe that means we'll get more fans.
I doubt it. Let's not go crazy here, Jeff. Anyway, we've been gone for a couple weeks. Lately, this has become not the weekly Monday night podcast, but the bi-weekly Monday night podcast. It seems like something is always coming up. We lead very busy lives, Jeff.
We do, Jeremy. You can't pin us down to one night necessarily.
No, if you can get us twice a month, you're pretty damn lucky.
Yes, and I think our 121 fans would agree. I feel like they would say they're blessed to have us at all.
I think so too. Actually, last weekend I was in Key West for my bachelor party. So that was the reason that I couldn't make it. And then you've had work things.
Yes.
And actually, with next Monday being Memorial Day, I don't think that we're going to have a show then.
We have to have a holiday. Do a rerun.
We have to take a break.
A best of, maybe.
It takes a lot of work to do this show twice a month.
It does. It really does. I mean, we need at least some 14 days of downtime after this.
Yeah. So lucky for all you listeners, though, you can always go to radioshowonline.com and you can listen to all the past episodes, because I bet there's a lot of people out there that haven't heard the 33 other episodes besides this one.
That's true. They're lost.
So, I mean, I think Memorial Day, here's what you should do. Grab a beer, sit out on your patio, and catch up on old episodes of Radio Show.
And hopefully you're alone, because I don't want you to be distracted. I want you to sit there and just take it all in, no one else around you for the whole day.
Put a leather satchel over your head.
Yep.
So there's nothing to...
No distractions.
Nothing to distract you.
You want tunnel vision.
You get some of those Bose noise-canceling headsets, which are amazing, and it blocks out everything, and you can just hear Jeff and I, our melodic voices.
Maybe like a still picture of us on a screen would be great.
That's true.
Looking at a laptop.
Yeah, if you are
you and I like high-fiving.
Right. If you are going to look at anything, I think you should look at pictures of Jeff and I. Like maybe one of those like iPhoto montages of just Jeff and I listening.
You and I like that one day we spent in the park.
Yes, listening to previous episodes of Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy. Anyway, so Jeff was mentioning, what are we up to, 120-some?
120, we cracked the 120 nut.
Sweet.
We cracked it.
Cracked that nut.
We cracked it.
And
we're nut cracking.
As has become our tradition, our Facebook fan of the week, or our Facebook fan of the bye week.
Yes.
Maybe, I guess.
Yes, it should be.
Ryan Kelly.
That's a more PC, too.
Jeff, tell us about Ryan Kelly.
Jeremy, he's not friends with either of us. So that makes him, puts him in an elite group.
He recently celebrated a birthday, though.
Yes. And his favorite quote, which is also my favorite quote, one of my favorite quotes, from Glengarry Glen Ross. Have you seen that movie? Obviously, mm-hmm. One of Alec Baldwin's finest.
No, I don't think so.
You know, that famous scene when Alec Baldwin starts yelling at the guy. The quote's here. It's kind of long. I could read the whole thing.
Oh, you know what? It was funny. I was listening to another podcast on the way over here, and they were talking about that exact quote. That exact movie.
The one guy, basically,
what's Alec the chance
Baldwin's,
of that?
Alec, that is unbelievable. It's been a very, one of those days where things going on.
What do they call that? Serendipitous?
Serendipitous, yes. Okay. Serendipity is another version of that word.
Right.
Alec Baldwin comes in trying to shake up these sales guys who are kind of loafing around, and he gives them a bunch of leads, and the quote is, the one guy used to make an excuse, he goes, this is the best line, the sales guy goes, these leads are weak. And then Baldwin goes, these leads are weak? The fucking leads are weak. You're weak. I've been in this business 15 years. And the guy goes, what's your name? And he goes, fuck you. That's my name. What's my name?
Boy.
What's my name? Fuck you. That's my name. The leads are weak. The leads are weak? That's my acting version.
I'm going to have to add this to my Netflix queue.
Isn't that great?
What is the movie?
Glengarry Glen Ross. I think it was like mid-80s.
Glengarry Glen Ross.
These leads are weak.
All right. I'm in. Anyway, if you want to become a fan of us on Facebook and join Ryan, you can be like Ryan. Go to facebook.com/radioshowonline. Also, we are now live in the chat room, 7:35 Monday. Plenty of room in the chat room.
Wow, we usually have at least one other show, one other fan in there.
I know, plenty of room in the chat room.
Give it a minute. I bet we'll get one more.
Come on in and chat with us. Hey, anyway, we've got a lot of other stuff to talk about. But Jeff, you know, I was a little worried that we weren't going to be here today because I thought that the world might end on Saturday.
Yes.
And we wouldn't be here to do episode 34.
That's the first thing I thought about when 6 o'clock was about to. Was 6 o'clock? Was that correct Eastern time?
It was 6 o'clock in each time zone.
Each time zone. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
it was going to slowly go through the world then.
It was going to be like a rolling earthquake.
Okay, I see.
That would go exactly, I guess, and hit each time zone exactly.
Kind of like they envisioned the Y2K disaster. How that would unfold. Remember
when the first
New Year's Eve were happening?
And it worked out about the same.
Yeah, it really did.
As that did. Yeah,
really did.
Yeah,
you gotta wonder what those people do the next day.
You know, there's always been predictions about the end of the world, and I don't know why this particular one like kind of took off. You know,
because there was one in '94. This was discussed, I believe, right? He also predicted the date in 1994.
Right, same guy.
And that since came and went, but I don't. Yeah, but I guess now because of the internet, it's much more prevalent society. You know, social, Twittering, things like that. Social media. I think it just exploded on the scene that way, much more than it did in the mid-90s.
Yeah, so this guy can predict the end of the world, you know, in 94, get it wrong, then still comes back and says, no, I was wrong, here's the real date, gets millions of dollars in donations to spread this message, and we only have 121 fans on Facebook.
Yeah, it's not right.
No.
It's not right. I did hear something very funny. CNN got a hold of his receptionist after this was all over.
Yeah.
And she said, can you tell us anything that's going on there? She goes, well, all I can tell you is there's a lot of very expensive cars here that weren't here a couple weeks ago. So in other words, people went out kind of the last couple weeks, they kind of went on a binge thinking they won't have to worry about paying for these cars.
Yeah.
So apparently the parking lot had some high-priced vehicles in it.
Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious.
So that is great.
Huh. Is that what you would do if you thought the world was ending? You just go out and buy a fancy third car?
I would get a third car and really live it up. I'm making a snowmobile or something. Some other way to transport me around town.
Classic, classic. Well, hey, I went to the have you been to the Battery Park Wine Bar, also known as YOLO?
It's come up in conversations when I'm down around that area about going there. And we never end up – it's always talked about as a kind of a – night place to wrap up the night, but we never actually get there.
Yeah, really good happy hour, like really good pours of wine for like $4.
Wow.
You know, a heavy-handed pour, which is always a good sign for a wine bar.
That is.
Some good appetizers and such too. So we did that on a Wednesday, and then
a little midweek. That's
a little
nice.
Midweek. Yeah. That's why I'm not drinking tonight.
A little hump day.
Yeah, because I had kind of I don't want to say a bender, but I was just kind of eating and drinking.
Yeah,
like there's a lot of stuff going on. Like Friday night we kind of took it easy, but then Jen had her bridal shower on Saturday.
So did you make the appearance?
Make the appearance.
Is it like staged? Like you get a cue where you're supposed to come in then?
No.
And like start shaking hands, but so you never stop moving, then you leave?
She didn't know the exact time that I should be there. So, you know, I kind of showed up like between 2:45
and 3.
Was
it awkward? I think I'd make it awkward.
You know, it was very fast. Like I kind of think this is prep for my wedding because I'm like really worried at the wedding. I'm going to want to say hi to everyone.
Yes.
And it's going to go so fast. And that's how I felt. This was like a mini version of that.
I want some serious time with you at the wedding though. Like I want you to carve out.
I know that's the thing. I don't think I can carve out enough time. If you picture there is, let's say there's 100 people at the wedding.
Yeah.
And I spend 5 minutes with each
person. I wanted at least 15.
That's 500 minutes.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm going to have to, I mean, if you want a bigger slot, you're going to have to like double, like I'm going to have to share time. Mm. Like it's going to have to be you and somebody else that I'm going to be talking.
Is anyone going to the wedding that's blind or deaf?
maybe. Are we still doing the contest where they're, one of our fans is going to be your date to my wedding?
We are doing that.
How are we pulling that off?
People just
email us?
It's email. I just want any sort of email. Just we would love to get more mail in general. If you mention the wedding even, maybe that'll happen. We don't get as much mail as I'd like.
I mean, that's a pretty good offer. If you email us, you can get a
chance
to go to my wedding.
The key is that's the asterisk, chance.
Yeah,
chance.
Yeah. I love that you're giving out coming to my wedding as a prize. Like, I have nothing to do with this. This is Jeff. He's invited to my wedding. He can bring a guest. And he's like,
I just got the invitation. Yeah. I saw the end guest. That's
great. He's like, I'm going to play this how I want to play it.
Yep.
If I want to say, hey, write Jeff at hatemail@radioshowonline.com. Maybe, you know, they'll come to my wedding. Who knows?
It's great. And it'll help our fan base.
Maybe it'll be Ryan.
Maybe it'll be Ryan Kelly. See, I don't think that's going to happen. That's where the chance comes into play.
Right.
Chance.
Could it be a guy? Would you have a problem with that? No, it's just a woman only.
Was that quick enough answer?
I mean, I wasn't saying, you know.
No, I know. But yeah. I still think that, no.
Okay, so you have to be a female fan of the show.
That's accurate. And you have to be in San Luis Obispo.
Or are you going to pay for the
Because we do attract, well, we had another, we were talking before the show, we had another fan that was added who liked us recently, who was from Fresno, California. We just are drawing very well out west.
Yeah, yeah. California, we seem to do
unbelievable.
Do well.
Really
hey, you and I both went this weekend, but separately, because we don't like to see each other outside of the show.
Right. Actually, we had it arranged, so as soon as I left, you were given clearance to come in.
Right, right. Cropacana, the old down on Whiskey Island, what used to be known as Sunset Grill, is now open for business under the ownership of the same guy behind Crop, which is in the process of moving from West 6th. West 6th had closed on West 6th, and they're reopening on West 25th, Crop is.
Oh, okay.
At the corner of West 25th and Lorraine, the old bank building next to Penzi Spices there.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But in the meantime, he's also kind of taken over kitchen duties at what's now called Cropacana. And, yeah, we went there Saturday night. What were your thoughts?
I was blown away, and I heard good things about it. Just that, you know, obviously, I've never been actually the Crop restaurant at all on West 6th, but I've heard very good things about the food, and I love going down there to hang out. So I was very hopeful, heard good things, and it lived up and exceeded the hype, Jeremy. The food was incredible. Just the whole – everything's cleaner, a little more organized down there.
Yeah.
You know, we watched the Tribe game on the big screen. It sat at the bar, had a great buffalo chicken sandwich. Dessert was unbelievable. I got this ice cream with waffles. I mean, it's like really good food at reasonable prices and an unbelievable setting because you're literally on the water. It was packed. People were outside, you know, on the picnic tables. It was just a cool scene. I mean, I could see many more weekends down there during the summer.
You did dessert there as well?
Oh, I did dessert there as well.
Nice.
Yeah, I really, really went all in.
We went there. We went to Cropacana to like eat and drink and stuff. And then we went to Sweet Moses afterwards.
Oh, okay.
Have you been there yet?
Not been there yet. I've heard about it. But
That's a good place for dessert right there on Detroit Shore. It's like 66, somewhere around there in Detroit. Awesome. We went there. So it was Saturday night. We go there at a little after 10 o'clock at night, packed. Oh. We still didn't get out because it's not a – they make like homemade ice cream. We had a caramel sundae. They make their own caramel.
Wow.
They do like all
See,
this.
That speaks right to me. I have to get up there.
Yeah, very home. They do homemade root beer, so you can do root beer float that's completely homemade. Like very, very awesome.
I went to Palookaville for the first time about 8 days ago, 8 or 9 days ago.
I saw that on Foursquare.
Awesome.
Yeah. Did you like?
I had
that?
The mac and cheese chili combo.
Yeah.
Where they mix it up, and I was thinking, what a great little milk run that would be to go there, get some chili, and then head down to Sweet Moses, just drive down the rain a little more.
A milk run? Did you?
Yeah.
Say?
You know, a little run, like a route.
Like dairy.
Dairy, I'm lactose tolerant, you know that.
A milk, I don't know.
That's just a phrase of, you know, kind of a route.
It's, I've never heard that phrase.
It's in my business.
Okay, okay.
Of pipes.
Of your pipe.
My pipe business.
Pipe cleaning and selling.
Pipe cleaning and fitting business.
Pipe maintenance. I don't know what you
But that would be a nice little run to do the whole Kaplan of a great hearty. When I think of the word hearty, I think of chili.
Yes.
That'd be a great hearty meal and a great dessert.
Very good.
Oh, I'd feel really weird afterwards, but that'd be fun.
Also went to Lucky's on Sunday.
Oh.
I decided that I didn't eat enough on Saturday,
yeah, really,
so I had to top it off.
When did the gout start setting in?
I know. My toe is double its normal size. Yeah.
The price you pay.
Yeah, well, I thought I deserved it. Well, actually, here's an important message for
about
our listeners
gout?
About health.
Oh.
No, about I had to have some moles removed, like skin... Like a skin, like it was like precancerous stuff.
Oh man!
Like you got to go in. Like this is like a public service announcement. You have to go in, Jeff. Go to your dermatologist. You got to get one of these full body scans where they examine every inch of your body.
Yeah.
Every inch of your body, and they check out and they for the little moles. You know, everyone has little moles on their skin, but certain ones they know that are, you know, worse than the others. And if they think that there might be a problem, they like cut it out with like a mini ice cream scoop and they send it off to the lab and it comes back. And like a couple of mine came back precancerous. So then you have to go in and have them like permanently removed and stitched
up
and stuff.
Are you all done with all that? Or are you
I have to get the stitches removed and then I have like another one on my chest that has to get removed.
Wow.
But I was talking to them there. They're like, oh, some people come in, they have to have 15 removed.
Oh my God.
But I mean, it's like, you know, serious.
Serious
like you
deal.
Gotta get, if you know, it could turn into like skin cancer. So
yeah. That's
get your moles checked, ladies and gentlemen.
Get checked out.
And on that note,
tell the radio show with Jeff and Jeremy sent you.
That's right. That's right. Get free mole screenings from radio show with Jeff and Jeremy. That should be part of the prize package.
What if that's the wedding weekend?
Yeah.
So maybe like since you're a Friday night wedding,
yep.
maybe that they could take the whole day off and maybe go to the doctor in the morning. Mm-hmm. Or what if we just let it all out at your wedding, then you hit the doctor the next Monday? So like your wedding's like the last hurrah before the mole appointment.
Is the winner going to stay at the Hyatt Hotel with you that night after the wedding?
Well, you know what's funny? I'm flying out to Los Angeles. I have a 10:35 a.m. flight the next morning.
Wow.
So I've thought, what about just going all night and sleeping on the plane?
Yeah.
Could be one of those nights.
Just go hardcore.
Yep. Might be hanging out with you and Jen all night. Is there room?
No.
Okay.
I think the better idea, though, for the – okay, so the person wins the date to the wedding.
Yes.
They go with you.
And they go to Los Angeles.
And they go to Los Angeles. And then they get a mole screening, and you are in the room the entire time.
In Los Angeles.
You're giving the mole screening.
By Dr. Drew.
Yeah, exactly.
Someone famous. Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
He's not really a doctor.
I would enter that contest. Yeah.
That's what everything else going on that weekend.
It's like a different doctor, Dr. Phil. Like, his name is Phil, but he's...
But he's clearly not the Dr. Phil you were thinking.
This is the Dr. Phil I was expecting. Although, if that Dr. Phil wanted to give you a full body scan, I don't know if you should let him.
Yeah, I don't know. I hear he's not really a doctor, too. On top of it all.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yes. I'm very naive.
Oh, boy. So anyway, tell us about the tribe, Jeff.
Let's talk about the tribe, Jeremy, because I was there Friday night as we transitioned to my weekend.
Yes.
Which was nicely done, I'm going to point out. Friday night.
It doesn't work as well when you point it out.
Well,
it's supposed to seem natural.
See, I make things awkward. I was telling you, that's what I do. That's like my thing. You know, everyone has a thing?
Yeah.
I make things that normally wouldn't be awkward.
You're very good at what you do.
Thank you. Every day, I try every day.
Yeah.
So Friday night, I went Indians-Reds game. Battle of Ohio, Jeremy.
Now, right, I feel like you're the Reds really are from Cincinnati.
Yeah, but I feel
I know Ohio. I'm into sports.
You know baseball. You know they have a team down there?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So it's Battle of Ohio, and people are...
People know. I'm telling you. People listen to the show, and they're like, I hear Jeff's voice.
And they're calling
call
my phone.
Yeah.
So Battle of Ohio had to go... First of all, Indians are in first place. First place in the division, they have the largest division lead of anyone in baseball. There's six divisions. We have the biggest lead over second place among everyone in baseball.
So now, do we have the best record in baseball?
All of baseball as well.
All of baseball.
Yes.
Which we had earlier in the season, and then we lost it.
And then we were tied with some teams, but now we've really kind of surged ahead. Cincinnati was also a first-place team. Not best record in baseball, obviously, but still a good team. So it was really a great matchup. Friday night was one of the first nice nights we've had weather-wise in a while. So sat outside. Was just happy to be outside on a nice night. And, you know, they keep winning. They won basically in the bottom of the seventh. They were down mostly, and they came back. Came back again on Saturday, and they won Saturday. In the bottom of the eighth, they get a walk-off two-run homer to win, and they won Sunday. So they swept all three games. 99,000 people showed up over the weekend. 99,000 people, which is incredible. They sold out Saturday just over 40,000. But people are really – now, some of that was Reds fans, for sure.
Yeah.
So that you know, take away a little bit. But still, I think it's really catching on that this team is – people were very skeptical the first couple weeks, even the first month.
Yeah.
You know, is this for real? Can I believe them? They've been bad for a couple years now. But you should get on board. They're very exciting.
I'm on board.
Well, not you. I mean, one should. That was the general
okay.
You, listener, should get on board. Because it's got – you know, some years have that feel of how they just sort of find different ways to win. They just keep – end up winning when really they shouldn't or they're – it's just one of those years where everything's going right for them. And I think you just got to sort of get on board on this thing. It's going to be a fun ride.
Yeah, yeah.
So being on there, I need to go to more games. I said that in the winter. I'm going to go to more Indians games. I think we were last in the majors in attendance last year. So I've already gone to, I think, four games. So a great way to start the weekend off, though.
Awesome. Now, what is your pregame, postgame?
Pregame, Thirsty Parrot Patio.
Okay.
Without a doubt.
Awesome.
Slam dunk. Everyone's drinking the 24-ounce cans.
Yep.
It's like – it's weird if you're not.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you're doing that at the Parrot. Great, especially with the weather being so nice. Post game, met people up at the Panini's Clevelander triangle there.
Yep.
At East 9th.
Where there's that weird gate system where you don't know.
But sometimes they have to chop over it, but it's like a little gate.
Am I in the Panini's patio or am I on the. And then like Alessi's really has like the biggest patio. Like everyone
knows. But nobody
goes
there, it seems like. Yeah, yeah. It's a strange little area. So I was there. That's my post game area of choice.
Nice, nice.
So yeah, so that was Friday. And then, of course, talked about Crapicana. On Saturday, I did that during the day after our football game, wanted to do a little day drinking.
Yeah.
And was thinking, where could I go? And I was like, wow, I haven't been down there since they took over the kitchen.
Yeah.
Great choice. And then got to see Tom Evanchuk or Evanchuk? Evanchuk?
Evanchuk?
Evanchuk.
I think
You heard of him? He's been around town. He's a singer / songwriter.
Okay, so he writes the song and then he sings it.
He had a dual CD release party. Say that 10 times.
Dual CD release party, dual CD. I don't know.
Okay, I'll see. So he had that Saturday night at Beachland Ballroom.
Okay.
So that was fun. So I went out there and actually was broadcast, the whole show was broadcast live on Cleveland State's radio station.
Nice.
And so he has a solo band and then he's got a band with other people. So he did both CD of each. We went out. Remember those girls that we had met, the WJCU DJs, Lori and Holly, we talked about a while ago?
Oh, yes.
They kind of compete with us on the air, and they mentioned us.
They compete with us.
They're drawing away from our listeners.
No.
But they're down there, and this came up. We're hanging out with them. We had a good time. Have you heard of the phrase Canadian tuxedo?
I have not.
I haven't either. That came up and with one of the people there, and no one else knew what that was, and I felt kind of stupid, but everyone else said, oh, yeah, it's a jean jacket with jeans. Wearing that is a Canadian tuxedo.
A jean jacket with jeans.
So basically the all-denim look is a Canadian tuxedo. Huh. But I'm glad you know either because you're fairly knowledgeable.
I consider myself fairly knowledgeable.
Yeah,
person,
you read a lot of blogs.
Especially on Canadian studies.
Yes.
That's what I majored in college, actually. Canadian studies.
And that even slipped your radar.
Yep.
And then my sister graduated from John Carroll Masters.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah. So we were down at the Wollaston Center for the graduation party. Nice Brio and Crocker Park afterwards. I got home. There was a raccoon the size of a small horse in my backyard.
Really?
And it's really weird when I was like at my kitchen sink and I look up. I thought I saw something move out of the corner.
Like, is
of my
that
eye.
A small horse in my backyard?
But you know, you see something move out of the corner. And this just huge raccoon just looks at you. And it, you know, they're a little intimidating. And you know, they're not fearful of anything.
Right.
They're very bold animals.
Yeah.
And it's
except
just,
for fire. They are afraid of
are
fire.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Oh, we would have thrown flames at it.
Yeah.
Flamethrowers. So it starts digging up little holes in my yard while I'm washing it. Today I was like, I was going to throw like an orange or an apple, but everything I could throw at it, they would probably eat.
It would like catch it in its mouth.
And just like look at me and be like, you fool.
Throw it back at
so
you.
So I had no defense against this thing. And I talked to a guy today, an animal exterminator guy. He said a lot of them have rabies. So probably not the best idea to even go near it.
You
so,
don't want that.
And then the guy said, I can't really remove them because there's so many down there. If I get one, they'll just see another one.
Yeah.
So it seems like I have no recourse other than sprinkling some things on the lawn and hope it goes away.
Yeah, you have to just live with that.
Yeah, so who would have thought in the city?
Who would have thought?
I have a little piece of land. And
they'll find it. They'll find it.
So that was my up and down roller coaster weekend.
So you mentioned Crocker Park. So did you hear the news that American Greetings has decided to move their headquarters to Crocker Park?
Yes, that was huge news around Cleveland.
Yeah.
Illinois was courting them. I know they had several options out of state. So huge.
So I was, you know me, I tend to be, I'm very anti-urban sprawl. And so sometimes these lifestyle centers make me think, you know, for the entire county, we need to have one like central, you know, district of density being downtown Cleveland. And then it should kind of disperse from there. The farther you
like
go.
Like the bell curve.
Exactly. The farther you go from downtown Cleveland.
We can talk about it in terms of standard deviations.
The less dense it should become.
You want people within two standard deviations.
Right, exactly. So these ideas of like the Crocker Parks and then the Lifestyle Center and there being more density, especially now with something like American Greetings going in there and their talk of being a new hotel, you're creating a new density where unless the population is skyrocketing, which in Cuyahoga County it's not, Jeff. I don't
clearly
know if you've heard.
But in the 8-county area, we're really not losing people.
In the 8-county area. That's the problem.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was against it for that reason. But if they weren't going to move to downtown Cleveland, you know, if they were going to move to a suburb, I would rather have them stay in Cuyahoga County, not leave the county, not leave the state.
Right.
And even of the suburbs they were looking at, they were looking to go over to Beechwood, where Eaton's jumping ship to, or somewhere down south. I mean, you know, I see Crocker Park as the lesser of the evil. So I am glad they're staying in Cuyahoga County. Sucks for Brooklyn though, because they've been in Brooklyn for like 50 years.
That is a huge blow.
That's not a huge
because I don't
city.
See a lot of companies relocating to Brooklyn from in state or out of state.
Yeah, I mean that's gonna. There's that whole you know. So they're right there on Tiedemann,
right?
And there's that on the south side of the highway from south of American Greetings. There's that complex that has like a bunch of little restaurants and things like that.
Yeah,
that's just I think going to go away. I mean, after I think that American Greetings effect's going to hurt like, those businesses, and it's of course going to hurt the city. So,
too bad, but good news for Westlake. The rich
good
get
news
richer.
For Westlake. Hey, if you like Westlake and you like Crocker Park, it's good news for both of them. Also, I heard this rumor over the weekend.
It's not true.
Do you know what the rumor is?
About Bar Louie.
It's not true?
No, I don't know.
Okay. Metro, which was Metropolitan, then became Metro right at the corner of
West
6th.
I did not hear this rumor.
Yeah,
is this really a rumor?
Well, would you listen to the show? I was like live yelling at his radio. But you're on the air, Jeff. Participate here. So Metropolitan that became Metro like just a year ago, and they added all that outdoor seating right at the corner of West 6th and St. Clair in the Warehouse District. They are closing, and it is becoming the chain Bar Louie.
Oh.
That's the rumor I heard, and I only heard it from one source and didn't believe it, but then it was walking by Metro the other day, and it is, in fact, something is definitely changing in there.
When did they open that up after they redid that? Was that like a year or two, a year ago?
Yeah, it was just like a year ago. So that's kind of the late breaking news.
I'm going to choose not to believe that until I hear something confirmed.
Here's the story from Crane's Cleveland Business. Metro Bar and Kitchen closes Bar Louie to fill its space.
The rumor has just moved to the fact.
Yeah. I mean, if Crane's Cleveland says it's right, it's got to be closed. So yeah, just a year ago, it did a $500,000 facelift. And today they hauled out everything and tables are being dismantled. So Bar Louie is taking over the location on Thursday. Oh. So really strange. Now, Bar Louie has 46 locations. So it's a chain, which I don't know, a chain restaurant like this coming into the Warehouse District. What are your thoughts?
I don't like it. I'm not going to – I didn't go to Metro, so I'm definitely not going to go to this.
We went to Metro together.
That was the only time I've been there.
Yeah. So
I get very upset with change, though, in general. It's very upsetting.
I was talking to a friend of mine about this, and he was saying that if you think of the popular areas of major cities like Chicago and New York, like think of Times Square, New York.
Okay.
It's all chains. If you think of like the popular downtown areas, like along the Magnificent Mile.
Yes, it's chains.
In Chicago, chains. Yeah. So I think that
do some more cities.
Even though it's like a bad thing because we love the independent restaurants. I think if a national chain is saying downtown Cleveland is a good place for us to put a location, we think it's along the same lines of Bar Louie. There's a location at Legacy Village.
Yeah, that's what I think of.
We want one in the Warehouse District. I don't know.
Legacy Village is kind of soulless.
Yeah, it is. But maybe it's a good sign for the area. Like, remember the flats?
Vegas.
Remember the flats, Jeff? When it started turning around, you got Max and Irma's coming in there.
Yeah,
you got
that's
Longhorn
true.
Steakhouse coming in there.
I'm going to put it this way. Here's where I look at things. I'm a positive guy.
Right.
I'd rather have Bar Louie in there than nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
Can we agree on that?
I agree with you on that.
We agree on everything on this. But yeah, too bad, but hopefully get some people down there. Maybe it'll end up getting more chains, like you say, which could help with all the people that are coming in town to watch the Indians. You want more people coming in town that maybe don't know the city that well, and then they'd be comfortable going to Bar Louie. That they're visiting.
But if you don't want to go to the chains, Jeff, according to USA Travel, one of the 10 great places to bar hop around the world, Ohio City.
I don't get this. I mean, I'm happy to see that, but I don't understand it. How do you go from Seville, Spain to Cleveland?
other cities that were listed.
Rio de Janeiro to Ohio City.
Yep.
I don't understand that. I mean, I think it's great. I am just a little skeptical.
Aspen, Austin, New Orleans, Ohio City. You know, they mentioned that it's I think it's the diversity. So you have Beer Market, which is a Belgian beer bar. You have the Speakeasy downstairs. You got Great Lakes. You got Garage Bar. The Market Garden Brewery is opening soon.
If it ever
Dragonfly,
opens.
ABC. So I think it's that diversity on that fairly short strip on West 25th Street there. So, yeah, I thought the same thing. Definitely awesome news, like good press. But
I'm looking to vacation. Maybe I should look into Ohio City.
You should. Actually, there's a bed and breakfast on Bridge Avenue in Ohio City that was named one of the top bed and breakfasts in the region.
Really? I didn't know there was one down there.
Yep. Wow. Right there across the street from Dave's.
Who knew?
Who knew?
Not
indeed.
Me.
So here's some other news. 8 o'clock on this Monday night, 68 degrees at Progressive Field. It's dropped 10 degrees in the past hour.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Storms rolling through. Anyway, you like the little weather report that
I like
did?
That. Yeah. Did you do traffic on the 10s?
71's jammed, both directions.
Don't get on 71.
Don't get on 71. So the casino, downtown Cleveland casino, coming our way. It was approved by voters and... Dan Gilbert owns the company that's going to be developing the casino in Cleveland and in Cincinnati. They want to tear down the historic building, the historic Columbia building at Prospect and Ontario, right across the street from Higbee's, right by like May Company. It used to be Myers College or Myers University was right over there. They want to tear down that building, which is like 100 years old, in order to build a parking garage, a four-deck parking garage. They want to connect it with the existing parking garage across the street from the queue. Yes. You know how the queue has that parking garage and there's the overhead walkway?
Yeah.
They want to tear down the Columbia building. They want to connect it to that parking garage and then have an overhead walkway that connects that corner to the Higbee's building, which is where the casino is.
I like that.
Why?
Winter weather. I get very cold very easily.
But the Higbee building is a historic building that's going to be connected by an overhead walkway.
You know, I've said this on a show before, Jeremy, and I'll say it again. Whatever Dan Gilbert proposes, I am for. I know it's maybe a little naive, but you know what? He has, I think, helped the city in so many ways, and I'm just backing whatever he wants, Jeremy. If he said he needed to buy my house for $1,000 for the casino, I would say just do it, fine. Whatever he wants, I'll do.
Here's the problem, though. He has talked about this casino being a connector and interacting, being like the first urban casino to actually interact with street level.
Yeah.
How can you do that if you're hauling people into your parking garage and then shuffling them down a gerbil tube right into the Higbee building? They're not going to be walking or interacting with the streets. That lane of – think of Prospect between Ontario, where the casino is going to be, and East 4th Street. Like that strip is prime for redevelopment and connection between people walking from East 4th Street
to the casino. You mean like away from Flannery's towards that area?
Yeah, yeah. Walking past Flannery's. Right. Like right now it's kind of a scary place.
Yeah.
And if you put a parking garage, it's going to have lanes exiting right onto Ontario. No one's going to want to walk on the south side of Prospect, and it's going to hinder that kind of street level development, street level activity that could be a continuation of East 4th if this parking garage happens. And this phase of the casino isn't even supposed to be the main one.
Yeah.
Phase two is supposed to be the main casino on the other side of Ontario. They're going to have a 7,000 space parking garage. What's going to happen to this parking facility when the real casino opens? They're going to want to shuffle all people to the main casino, the 7,000 space one. They're going to shut this little parking garage down, and we're going to be left with just this parking garage and this ugly gerbil tube connecting it to a historic Higbee building.
Well, I would think there's got to be another side to this. I'd like to hear Dan Gilbert's.
There's not another side to it. That's the thing. They haven't given – look, Dan Gilbert's paid $80 million for the land across the street from the casino. He's said he's going to spend $350 million retrofitting the Higbee building. He spent all this money. If the parking garage doesn't happen, he's not going to be like, well, forget it. I'm out.
Right. But I would like to hear –
he's got a plan B.
I'm going
to
bring him in.
He should be forced to reveal his plan B he's to the city, which B. he hasn't.
Well, I'd like to hear – we could invite him in and maybe invite someone on his staff in.
Perhaps.
I would do that.
Okay.
Knowing Dan Gilbert, he's a wild card.
We should get him on. We should get him on and someone from the Landmarks Committee on to debate this. But I don't know. I think there's another option. I think there's that space underneath where the LeBron sign used to be. That could be developed into a parking garage.
Yeah.
There's the May Company building, which is primarily vacant. That's a pre-existing building that could be changed into a park facility. I don't think that the Columbia should be torn down. And the Stanley Building, which is right there across the street from the casino on Ontario, that's a historic building that they said, oh, we'll leave that alone. But they are engulfing it on all three sides by this parking garage.
Gerbil tubes?
By gerbil tubes. It would be large.
I picture just all, like, I'm going to leave a game of the Cavs and then go right in the dribble tube over to the casino.
It's going to be a requirement. You're going to have to get into one of those little balls, yeah. And then you're going to have to, like, push it down.
Will there be wheels we can, like, practice on just to stay active?
Yep.
This is exciting to me, these dribble tubes.
They want everyone from the suburbs to not have to set foot on a Cleveland City sidewalk.
Well, we have an update, Jeremy, on Dyke 14.
Dyke 14.
Our favorite of all the Cleveland area dikes.
Yes, right at the border there, right on Lake Erie at the border of Cleveland and Bratton.
I'm afraid this is bad news, Jeremy.
All right.
I was busy on my birthday. You know, I was having some drinks, enjoying my birthday was last week. And thank you again for the wishes.
Appreciate happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming to my bachelor party.
But unfortunately, that night of my birthday, while I was out celebrating, the Port Authority decided to officially rename Dyke 14 as the Cleveland Lakefront Nature Preserve.
And this is bad? Oh, you don't like
no,
this?
No, we want to keep it at Dyke another number. I want it like Dyke 20.
Oh, yeah.
That was our idea about protesting them changing the name of Dyke. So now it's gone. So Dyke 14 will be a memory.
The Cleveland Lakefront Nature Preserve.
Yep, it's done.
I think it's better for the Flyers. I think you'll get more people there.
Yeah.
I think Dyke 14.
This guy won't be going anymore.
You're protesting.
They lost me.
You're not going to Bar Louie. You're not going to Dyke 14.
Two things that you will not see me at.
But you'll be in the gerbil tube. So we have Memorial Day coming up. This a week from today, Memorial Day.
It is the actual day.
Long weekend. You long got the long weekend up. Long I got the weekend. Long weekend.
I'm doing Friday to Monday, Jeremy. I'm really going to live it up.
We're not doing Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy in honor of the holiday.
In honor of the holiday. We're taking
so, if you're in Cleveland, though, yeah, of course you have the picnics. People always going down to Edgewater. People, you know, doing things in their backyard. But if you want to get away from your family, if you want to be out in public, Jeff, where should we go?
Let's stick with Tremont, Jeremy, because that's close to my heart.
Right.
And I've never been to this, but this weekend will be the Greek Heritage Festival, also known as the Tremont Greek Fest.
Yeah, they just changed it this year to Tremont Greek Fest.
Tremont Greek Fest. It's a Memorial Day tradition. It's at the Church of the Annunciation, which is that church right off the on-ramp.
Okay.
Onto 90, right at West 14th there.
Yep, right by Abbey.
Let's see. They say the ladies of the church dish out more than 30,000 meals. I love rosemary grilled chicken. I haven't had the Greek meatballs. The baklava. I know you're a big baklava guy.
I do love baklava. You know you have a good baklava when you bite into a baklava and your teeth hurt.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's a sign of a good baklava. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So you will be frequenting this?
Yeah. I mean, I hope to hit up as many of these food festivals as I can.
Yeah. Also, it's kind of weird. There's two rib fests this weekend.
Yeah.
This is to me a Cleveland thing. Why couldn't they spread that out a little bit? Because I don't like going to the Cuyahoga County Fairgrounds in Berea.
Yeah.
It's kind of especially if it rains, it's like a mud pit. It's kind of a disaster.
Yeah.
But the Berea Rib Cook-Off is there this weekend.
Yeah. It's a competition between the Great American Rib Cook-Off, yeah, which is downtown, yes.
Downtown, the amphitheater there, the Nautica side.
Yep, and then the Berea Rib Cook-Off. Yeah, last year, a couple years ago, Jen and I were actually waiting at the gate of the Great American Rib Cook-Off. Like, it wasn't open yet. We thought it was going to open at, like, I don't know what time we were there, 10:45, and, you know, we get there, and they're like, oh, we're sorry, we don't open till 11. So we're, like, standing outside the gates, fork and knife in hand, like, just waiting. Like, we're here for our ribs, let us in. Oh, they have awesome fried food there, yeah. So
yeah, that is great.
Definitely.
The music, Jeremy. They said Collective Soul. Yeah. You know, you usually have a fairly well-known band towards the end. But Collective Soul, Seether, Bruce Hornsby, and more.
Nice. Yeah. Love it.
So that's the Great American Rib Cook-Off. That's the downtown one, of course.
I'm going to be cleaning off my my balcony this weekend. Got some plants I'm planting in the Burning River Garden. Very excited.
That's exciting. Don't forget about the Garfield Monument. There was a Memorial Day ceremony there Monday, Jeremy. I did the Lakeview Cemetery, I believe it is.
Yes.
Yep. So don't miss that either. Monday.
I won't miss.
There's something for everyone. The history buffs.
There is a little bit.
The baklava eaters.
Yep. Yep.
They're all
yep.
covered this weekend.
Tremont Greek Fest, American Rib Cook-Off. You can always check out radioshowonline.com. We'll have links to all.
That's really the
there.
Place to go. I think it is.
It's your one stop shop
because we consolidate all the activities into one convenient page.
Yep. And there's a lot of activities.
To one hilarious post.
Yep. Hey, speaking of food. So this is kind of cool. We talked about Jonathan Sawyer is opening up his newest restaurant, Noodle Cat, later on this summer on Euclid Avenue near Public Square where Teresa's Pizza used to be. But a week prior to Noodle Cat opening, they are doing a pop-up restaurant there. Are you familiar with the pop-up philosophy? This is where something – they've done this like with retail shops where something will open up in a usually vacant space for like a day – and then it's just there for a day, and then it's gone. Just pop up, boom, boom. So they're actually doing Leanne Wong from Bravo's Top Chef is, and another chef that is yet to be named. They're each going to take over the future Noodle Cat space for 2 days in July.
Wow.
So she's going to have her restaurant there for 2 days, and then this other chef's going to have a restaurant there for 2 days, and then it's gone. And then they're going to close for a week, and then Noodle Cat's going to open. So it's kind of a cool concept.
Yeah.
And, of course, Jonathan Sawyer being like a nationally known chef, he's got these connections. So I thought that was, again, any excuse for me to eat something new.
Yes.
I am
good
there.
Publicity for the city. For the city's ever-burgeoning culinary scene.
Yes. And I'm right down the street, so hopefully I will get there for like lunch during the week.
Yeah, really take advantage of those. You're gonna be, will you sleep during that time?
No, I won't sleep. And I usually gain like 10 pounds over the summer.
You really?
I'm like the opposite
of a bear. Yeah, everyone else is more active. And
yeah, I'm the opposite of a bear. I eat during the summer, and then during
the winter. And you whittle away during the winter.
Yeah, you know, we do, like, our cleanse in January.
That's true.
There's not as much going on, so you don't, you're feeling like, oh, you don't have that much to sacrifice, except for Sokolowski's.
Right. That can really change things.
That's winter.
And one night, that can change the weight scenario.
That's 10 pounds in a night. Hey, I also wanted to, before we go, we just have like 5 minutes left. I wanted to get your opinion because I look to you to decode all sports related information.
Sports.
So we didn't get a chance to talk about this yet. What do you think about the Cavs getting the first and fourth draft picks?
Well, it's funny you mention that, Jeremy, because I think it's, first of all, unbelievable. We always complain in Cleveland we have bad sports luck in general, which I think is pretty true.
Yeah.
But the odds of the Cavs getting the first pick overall.
Right.
They had the second worst record. And you know, the NBA does a lottery where basically it's not a guaranteed. NFL, the worst team gets a first pick. That's it. NBA tries to liven up a little bit. So the worst record in the league has the best odds of the first pick, but is not guaranteed the first pick.
Got it.
So we had the second worst record, which meant we had a 19.9% chance of the ping pong balls coming up our way for the first overall pick. Okay. So 1 in 5 chance, and we got it. So that definitely beat the odds a little bit. You know, we had a good shot, but we definitely got that. The Timberwolves, who had a worse record than we did, they had the best odds to get that. So we got that, right?
Oh, wait. So I'm sorry.
Yeah.
The Timberwolves were the ones
that were the worst.
So we bought there.
No. What happened was, so they had the best odds. It's all about odds.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so they had the best odds of getting the first pick.
Okay.
We were second worst. So we had 19.9% chance of getting it. They had maybe a 22%, 25% chance of getting it.
Gotcha.
So we ended up getting it. We beat the odds. We got the first pick. Everyone's fan. That's great. Great news. Then we received a pick in the Baron Davis trade from the Clippers, which we made right around the trade deadline in February. And that pick, we had a 2.8% chance. The best we could do with that pick was fourth overall. And that hit.
Wow.
So we had the first and the fourth overall picks, which was more – saying that was the best case scenario is an understatement.
Yeah.
We literally hit gold in this lottery, and we couldn't have been better positioned. Dan Gilbert's son, who's gone through some illnesses, he represented the Cavs up there. And unbelievable night, though. So the Cavs, they could really be turning this around, Jeremy. Look next year. I think we had one down year, obviously. But look next year. I think they're really going to be competitive.
Awesome.
With the people that were hurt that are back, the draft picks, and the guys they added at the deadline, Cavs are going to be back in business. You have the Indians in first place. NFL is still a murky situation. You know, the NFL is still on strike.
Yeah.
So as of today, there's no games.
Oh,
so
really?
Imagine Cleveland downtown on those fall weekends, how bizarre that would be.
I
have the Browns jerseys running around.
I imagined it when they took the team to Baltimore.
Well, I mean, but it's been so long. Yeah. I mean, I wasn't going to the games back then, though. In high school, I'd go to one or two. But, I mean, since then, I go to so many games. I just can't imagine what it would be like downtown now. It just would be bizarre, but we'll see.
But there's a long time. I mean, when's the first NFL game?
There is, but it's early September. Yeah. But you figure the camps, and you got to back all that up to truly get ready. There's preseason games. There's camps. So really, a couple weeks, it's going to start getting a little dicey.
And what is the issue?
It's the piece of the revenue pie that's guaranteed to the owners versus the players. They're dividing up all the revenue that comes in. There's tons of revenue. It's a wildly successful sport. They've had record years, but they're arguing about how much the players feel like they should get more of the revenue, their piece of the revenue pie. Owners are arguing they shouldn't. They're arguing about guaranteed contracts, signing bonuses. The signing bonuses for these guys that are just drafted, the guaranteed portion is off the charts, so that these guys come out of college are getting more guaranteed money than people that have been in the league 10 years. So there's a lot of these issues at play, and really it's obviously pretty bad. If they haven't come up with a decision now, they've been bargaining for 3 months.
Yeah.
So to be continued.
Well, we want to wrap it up with one final note. So our governor, Ohio Governor John Kasich, he apparently made a joke about SB5 while he was signing a prescription abuse bill while people holding pictures of deceased loved ones were all gathered around him. Now, we're going to play this sound clip live. I haven't listened to this, and we know how sound clips, how well they go around here on Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy. Well, we don't pre-screen them. But here we go. Governor Kasich, he's signing a prescription abuse bill in front of members of Solace Surviving Our Losses. They're all holding pictures of deceased relatives. And let's hear from the governor.
We teach you how to sign your name like this when you're in school. You're great. Huh?
First
grade. Did you tell your teacher where you were going today?
Yeah.
What'd your teacher say?
Probably said, "How's Senate Bill 5 go?" They say I don't have a sense of humor.
timing's everything. I think his timing was a little off on that one.
Yeah, I think it's
there's a time and a place to show your sense of humor.
Right.
That's a little morbid.
Probably not it. Probably not it. But
he's had a lot of missteps in terms of his PR.
You know, I mean, like, even now with the casino stuff, like, the Cleveland casino has been held up. They've stopped construction because he wants, like, more money. Like the voters passed this. Like, the voters said, okay, this is through. And he's like, yeah, we want some more money. Anyway, well, on that note. Hey, Jeff, happy Memorial Day.
Hey, you too. Hey, thanks.
We got to hang out more often.
We do.
I only live 5 minutes away from you.
We do.
Anyway, be sure to go to radioshowonline.com, fan us on Facebook at facebook.com/radioshowonline, and then shoot an email to hatemail@radioshowonline.com if you want a chance to go to my wedding with Jeff.
Yes, think about that.
Women only, and get your skin screening. Skin cancer screenings.
Hopefully that same weekend.
That's like how Bob Barker says, get your ass spayed and neutered. It's going to be my new thing.
That's our thing? Our thing.
It's my thing. You need your own thing. I don't know.
I'll come up with another disease.
Like, I need a date.
Make sure you get that smallpox shot.
All right, for Radio Show, Jeff and Jeremy, this is Jeremy.
This is Jeff.
Have a week.